Building a new hospital on the island could cost $41 million to $50 million. Interest could more than double the cost, according to the BDO Center for Healthcare Innovation and Excellence. The city hired the consulting firm to estimate the costs of building a new hospital. Those findings were presented to the Wrangell Borough Assembly and the Wrangell Medical Center Board at a meeting this week. The daunting cost prompts Assemblymember David Powell to ask if the city should find a private entity to run and even acquire the hospital.
I mean, I feel that the city should, if we're going to do something like this, we better look at all of our bases and possibly look at some kind of a partnership, if not the complete, wash our hands and get out.
Borough manager Lisa Von Bargen says she and the hospital CEO Robert Ring are discussing private options for the hospital. They're already talking with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, known as SEARCH. SEARCH is a tribal nonprofit that provides healthcare services in 20 communities across Southeast Alaska. This year, SEARCH acquired Alaska Island Community Services. AICS runs a medical clinic and other community services in Wrangell. Von Bargen says having SEARCH already in the community makes it an obvious choice.
Around a little bit, SEARCH has a presence here in the community already that is significant, and their impact on our existing hospital operations is significant. And if another entity were brought to town, that financial impact to our hospital would potentially be lessened, because SEARCH, just like any other organization, is a business, and they're not necessarily going to want to give money to their competitor.
SEARCH and the Wrangell Hospital have a symbiotic relationship right now. The hospital contracts AICS doctors to work in the hospital's emergency room, and AICS sends the hospital patients for x-rays and other lab work. SEARCH Chief Operating Officer Dan Neumeister says he wants his organization to step in if the hospital goes private.
If we could get some type of perhaps a letter, a non-binding letter of intent, letter of confidentiality, where we could go forward, work together for maybe the next 4 to 6 months, and come up with a recommendation together as to how we could really provide a unified health system.
Neumeister and city staff have already met with the architect to look at design options. He says SEARCH would pay for design plans if the city wants to go forward. The hospital CEO, Robert Ring, doesn't sugarcoat the hospital's financial situation. He agrees continued public operation won't work. Just 2 weeks ago, the borough wrote a $250,000 check to the hospital to meet daily operation costs. While the city already favors SEARCH, Von Bargen says there would be an independent review to make sure the city is getting a fair deal.
As we decide we want to go down the road of working with SEARCH, who happens to be an entity here in the community that has a vested interest in partnering with us, we certainly want to make sure that there is a third-party review of that with us to make sure that we are doing the due diligence we need.
The medical board will meet next week to decide if enlisting private companies is the way to go. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.